This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Renee Montaigne. For weeks, there have been reports that the White House is considering a major recommitment to the space program, an election year vision that would have Mars as its eventual target with an intermediate base on the moon. The ambitious program, as yet unannounced, is now said to be the subject of a presidential speech next week before the State of the Union address on January 20th. Joining me to discuss the Mars project is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much is really known about this new commitment on the part of the president to NASA?
The latest version of this story started breaking last night while the president was on the road. He was raising campaign money in Florida last evening. He said nothing about it, but his press secretary, Scott McClellan, confirmed that a speech about the future of the space program will happen next week. McClellan said the president is strongly committed to the exploration of space and that he has directed his administration to do a comprehensive review of U.S. space policy, including priorities in the future direction of the program. That's his statement. We had thought there might be an announcement like this when the president spoke at the 100th anniversary of the Wright brothers' first flight in Kitty Hawk last month. That didn't happen. Now the news peg they get is the Mars rover and the pictures it began sending back this week.
Now, are we talking about a moon program or a Mars program that would take place anytime soon? And you just mentioned the Mars landing. What's different between that and what they're talking about here?
Well, they're looking at the moon and Mars. First, the return to the moon and the establishment of a permanent presence there, a base, a space station. That's something the president may, in his speech next week, call for being in place by 2013, so a decade off. That moon presence, then, would be the foundation for further space travel, meaning a trip to Mars, though for now all the president is expected to propose would be a flight past and around Mars, not a landing, not a manned expedition to land on the planet. And again, the return to the moon would come first.
But these are manned flights that you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
It would be an expensive proposition.
Absolutely. No hard numbers are being floated at this point. But some are guessing $1 trillion and up. And just to put that figure in perspective, NASA's current budget is in the range of about $15 billion a year. So the cost is where the criticism will be. Expect it to be loud and strong starting today. The president, though, is proposing this, too, at a time when the federal budget deficit is again soaring. It's at record levels after a period of surpluses. And critics will argue that the country doesn't have enough money to fund things like education and to provide decent health care for millions of Americans who don't have it, and a whole lot of other more down-to-earth items.
If this does come next week, it will be the second big policy proposal by the administration already in the new year, coming on the heels of this week's immigration announcement.
Right. And it is an election year, and the president and his advisors are demonstrating that they don't want to be accused of not thinking big. And they clearly think this is the kind of proposal that Americans can and will get excited about and rally around. We'll see if that's the case. The immigration proposal you mentioned is controversial. It sparked debate about whether it goes far enough, but the White House thinks it'll get credit for saying something on that and for doing something. And remember, the president's father, when he was seeking re-election, was accused of lacking any vision, that vision thing, that he had no plans once the Gulf War ended. This President Bush is not going to let anyone accuse him of that, though it's interesting, too, to note that the first President Bush did actually himself propose a return to the moon, but that plan went nowhere because of the huge cost.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks very much.